This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Let's welcome in the head coach of the Mustangs, Coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, when you got together with this team last, it was a 16-13 final. It was decidedly different tonight. What changed?
Well, I really didn't think we played too well in our last few games. You know, I didn't think we played great against Widener. I didn't think we did a good job against these guys the last time. So we actually played up, and it was what we had to do. Instead of playing to the level of our competition, I thought we really played up, especially early on. We controlled the pace of the game against their zone, and we got great opportunities. I thought we were real patient on offense and did a great job, and we finished. You know, we had good shots, and then I thought we made some tough plays, and Nathaniel winning the faceoffs really helped us. He played much better today than he did the last game. Really gave us an opportunity. We hope he can keep it up, but I thought our energy level was much better. You know, we really were focused and ready to play. We had very few turnovers, and I thought we did a great job just how we played, and that's more important than, you know, the overall scores. Like, I was very happy that the intensity and how we played.
Coach, getting Garrett back in goal tonight, what does that mean to you as a team, the defense, and kind of what does he bring to the table?
Well, he's so athletic. You know, he helps us in the ride so much, and he does a great job, you know, really baiting shooters to shoot in certain spots. And, you know, the first time we played these guys, he was really banged up, and we probably shouldn't have played him, but we gave him an opportunity. And but tonight he was great. You know, he's healthy, you know, going 100%, and so it was great to see him play and then, you know, get Connor in there in the end. He's deserved some opportunity as well, and he played well too.
My coach, now for Morgan Pritchett, that's 7 goals in his last 2 games. That's over a third of the goals that he's scored this season in the last 2. What has clicked with him? Like, what's happened that he's just come on as this sort of deadly? We were joking that he sort of has like Steph Curry range right now. He's not afraid to shoot anything.
Well, he's always been a really good shooter, but I think he just needed the confidence. And I think right now he's got that confidence. And he finally figured out what I call that aha moment. Oh, this is all I got to do. This is to be good. And yeah, you know, he kind of figured that out now. And so he's just he's getting the short pole a lot with Donnie getting the long pole, and he's really exploiting it. You know, him, Donnie, Parrish, they're 3 big kids that are running that first midfield line. They're really a tough guard. And but he's taking the most of his opportunities, and he's scoring some big goals. You know, we like what he's doing. Hopefully he keeps it up.
Coach, just to kind of piggyback on Glenn's question, with Morgan playing so much better now as of late and having Donnie kind of turning it on as well, you guys have 2 guys in the midfield who are dynamic playmakers. What does that do for you guys as an offense in terms of the other players?
Well, I think it certainly gives us more options, and I think that it's harder to defend. Now you really got to come to Morgan because he's shooting it so well, and I think that's going to open up some other people. You know, Matt took it, like Matt Tompkins tonight, took a big advantage of those opportunities moving off the ball. But, you know, we always knew Morgan could play like this. We're just waiting for the opportunity. And, you know, Donnie and Parrish are coming along really well, and, you know, I think it gives us another option, which we need at this time.
I assume you know it's going to be Messiah on Saturday night. They ended up holding on to knock off Widener 5-4 this evening. You guys played them. It was a fairly close game when you got together earlier this year, 11-6. What's it going to take on Saturday night to win another conference championship?
Well, we got to be out and play the way we did again tonight. You know, we got to come out with the same excitement. We got to be ready to play in the locker room. We got to be focused on what we want to do. And I think then if we do that, you know, we're a real tough team to beat. You know, Messiah obviously is going to come in here. We know how they play, very slow, very methodical. They got a good defense, and they really try to pack it in tight, and they want to win 5-4. You know, they're not looking to win 16-18. You know, they're trying to win 5-4. And, you know, we got to be ready for that. You know, we got to understand that. But if we win faceoffs and we're able to control the pace of the game, you know, it's tough for teams to play that way.
Coach, congratulations on a good one tonight. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Coach Paul Cantabene. Now let's welcome in the man who scored 6 goals this evening. Matt Tompkins joins us now here on the All Access Post Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. All right, I'm going to call him out right now, because Nick Rossi said early in the game he didn't even think you were shooting all that well in the first quarter, and yet you finished the game with 6 goals.
Well, yeah, I mean, I felt like I took like 30 shots out there. I definitely should have had a couple more, but I mean, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, I was just joking around and saying with Glenn, and I'm saying, you know, Matt should have 9 goals in this game. I mean, you were getting your open opportunities, and it just seemed like you were maybe rushing more so than you normally would.
Yeah, I wasn't really taking my time with some of the shots. When I was coming around from X, I was rushing underhand and should have shot those overhand. But, you know, I'll take what I can get. It whenever I can put the ball away, it's a good day.
All right, how much did the guys kill you for the one when Ayler had to scramble back into the cage?
I looked straight over at Canemy, and he was staring at me.
I saw the palms go up. Yeah,
I had to.
Hey, Matt, I wanted to ask you about Morgan and the way that he's come on the last couple of games, because he has scored 7 goals in the last 2 games and looks like a player playing with as much confidence as you could imagine a guy playing with. How much has that helped everything you guys do offensively?
Well, it's a huge help. It's another guy that the other team's got to worry about. Like Coach said, he's really got his confidence up, and that's a huge help for us. If he can keep playing like he's playing, then it's going to be huge for us in the postseason.
Matt, senior year, playoff times around. What does it mean to you? Or what do you see your role is as the team moves forward here into the NCAA tournament?
Well, I just got to keep finishing and just doing my job out there. Keep basically getting open and doing what I'm doing all season, really. Nothing's really changing. You got to crack down on it now. Just lose and go home, so.
Saturday night, another conference championship at stake. What's it going to take for you guys to knock off Messiah?
Same thing we did tonight. We got to come out hard like we did tonight, and we got to put goals away fast so they can't hold the ball away from us.
He is Matt Tompkins, 6 goals tonight. Matt, congratulations on a great game and a big win.
Thank you.